The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
May the breath of God be upon each of you, as it surely is. I am Jesus, and I come to speak to you about God's desire and efforts to communicate with each one of you. When I walked the earth, the questions which my disciples asked of me are the same as what you ask today. How do I know God? How do I hear God? How can I be with God? These things which I spoke of, my disciples had great difficulty to understand and to implement in their own lives. And yet, what drew them to me? What drew them to listen? What drew them to be together in this collection of individuals seeking truth? Is this not the guidance of God? Is this not the breath of God upon them and upon you, my beloved brothers and sisters? To walk in the world in light, to see the world from the perspective of the soul, to be in the world as a channel of light and love. These things dawn upon each individual slowly but surely as you receive more of this gift of divine love. So you will come to know the faculties of your own soul and come to know the will of God, the guidance of God, the desires of God in regards to your own life and your own soul. The challenge for you, as it has been from the beginning, is to overcome the intentions of your mind, the material mind, to dominate your experience in life, putting together the reality of a life traveling through the experiences of all the senses, of the mind's interpretations of these experiences, and the interactions that you have with one another. For the mind will orchestrate and compile what it believes is the truth, what it believes is reality, and say to you, this is the truth. This is how life is. And on one level, it is true. You come to experience life from these perspectives given to you by what you see and hear and smell and taste and feel. And yet this is only one reality, only one aspect of life. And though from the beginning of your experience of life, you have been told, and this has been reinforced many, many times, to trust in the perceptions of your physical self and material mind, that this is the reality, and anything beyond that is merely imagination and the construct of things not truly understood. But I tell you, beloved souls, that there are many layers of truth and reality. You have come to accept the reality of the spirit world. You have come to accept that there are other dimensions of life, and that each of you will in time experience these dimensions. This is an act of faith, of trust in what has been given by we in spirit and by your own experience of these other realities. When you become familiar with these other realities, when you become familiar with the potentials and aspects of your own soul and being, and even mind, then these capacities to understand and to receive guidance from God and from the celestial angels, who are purveyors of God's will, then this opportunity and approach to know these things from another place becomes more entrenched within your experience of life. And this grows as you continue to accept and allow the awakening of these other parts of yourself, these parts which each of you have and are truly a part of you, and yet the mind continues to resist, and it's the expectation of the mind continues to lay forth the parameters and limitations that are born from your education and experience in life. And these limitations and expectations are hard to overcome as each soul continues to reach forth into the consciousness of you, to a place where you see and recognize and clearly accept this other reality, contradicting what has been taught, contradicting your trust in the physical reality as the only reality, and contradicting the ideas and inclinations of the mind, the material mind. And so the challenge is laid before you, beloved souls, as it is with each individual, to walk in truth is to accept that the reality of the material mind is merely a shadow of the truth. And when one can truly accept this in their hearts and truly desire to go beyond these material aspects of thought and reasoning and perception to a place that is of the soul and to some degree the intuition of the mind, then the true journey begins of communication between yourself and God. Faith, beloved souls, is the act of trusting that there is more to your life experience than what you have often taken for granted, and at times you have come to realize that these things beyond the mind have influenced you, have touched you, have led you to be drawn a gravitational pull towards the spiritual. And so you will continue to open and recognize and experience these other truths in reality as you allow yourselves this gift, as you become more at ease and confident with what is so very foreign to the mind and yet so very much a part of the soul. The soul's perceptions are very different from that of the material. And so you go upon a journey of discovery, of understanding these perceptions, of trusting in them, of allowing them their place within the lexicon of your truth and reality. These things will come as you continue to grow, to know the great joy of God's love, to see for yourself its truth and reality, the reality of the soul, the reality of these deeper aspects of yourselves, so that you will see the greater spectrum of reality and truth, like a bee sees a greater spectrum of a flower. So you, my beloved souls, busy bees are you all, seeking truth, going from flower to flower. And in this great effort and activity, I promise you that you will come to see the greater reality of God's truth, presence, love, universe, all the aspects of a wondrous life lived in the fullness which God intends for each of you. So it will come step by step. So it will come as you continue to grow and trust and continue to ask God to guide you, to show you the way, to open your soul to His love and all that comes with this gift. So it will be. The flowering of your perceptions, the wonderment of all that is within you, awakening in love. May God bless you upon that journey. I am your brother and your friend, Jesus. I've come today to teach you of the truth of the soul. God bless you. God bless you, my beloved friends. My love for you is great. And so we journey together to greater truth and knowing and experience and love. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.